Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast. It's the 21st of May, 2026. I'm Andy Eubank, and coming up on the HAT podcast, Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller report on HAT news, including American Dairy Association Indiana presenting another fastest rookie luncheon and talking milk at the Indy 500 track, also revealing Indiana dairy farmers' new ice cream flavor for the state fair this year. The HAT podcast is brought to you by First Farm Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com. Also on the podcast, Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin sees more rain headed to Indiana, and it was a sell-off for corn, beans, and wheat yesterday. We'll have settlements and Tom Fritz market analysis. And I spoke to my grandson's kindergarten class yesterday. You'll hear from the group after Ryan's forecast here on the HAT Thursday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Taking the checkered flag and the milk. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today, and we are just days away now from the 110th running of the Indianapolis 500, where winners don't just take the checkered flag, they take the milk. This year's rookies were celebrated Tuesday by American Dairy Association Indiana, and C.J. Miller has the story.
This year's fastest rookie is Mick Schumacher, driving the number 47 Honda for Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing. He'll start from 27th at the Brickyard on Sunday. He tells Hoosier Ag Today that drinking an ice-cold bottle of milk as the winner of the Indy 500 is the biggest part of the post-race celebration.
It's a great tradition. It's an amazing thing to do, and if you're lucky to do it, it means you did everything right that day.
Rookie Dennis Hauger drives the number 19 car for Dale Coyne Racing and will start 29th.
I don't think I ever go a day without drinking milk, so it's very common in Norway, and that's what I grew up with.
Jacob Abel, the third rookie in this year's 500, drives the number 51 car for Abel Motorsports and will start 30th. He says he wants one specific kind of milk if he takes the checkered flag.
I'm a whole milk guy. You know, I love whole milk. You know, got all that protein in it. I'm a big fan of coffee, big latte guy. Always want the whole milk in there. So I'm always getting whole milk. Love whole milk.
The fourth and final rookie, Kyle Collette, had originally qualified 10th, but was disqualified after his car failed a post-qualifying inspection. Collette drives the number 4 car for AJ Foyt Racing and will now start 32nd in Sunday's race. He and the other rookies also took part in another tradition at the rookie luncheon, milking a dairy cow from the Purdue Dairy Club named Bertha.
It was my first time ever milking a cow, and was just super nice and really a fun experience for all the rookies to do that. It's really cool.
Whomever wins the Indy 500 will be greeted with that ice-cold bottle of milk in Victory Circle by Steuben County dairy farmer Ashley Stockwell, this year's veteran milk person.
To be a third-generation dairy farmer and to be on national stage and represent 700 Indiana dairy farm families, and then be able to represent all the dairy farmers nationwide, especially the female farmers, and be an example for my daughter. To be able to do that, it's really honoring and humbling, represent our community, our farm. You know, it does take a lot of effort and hard work. You know, as dairy farmers, we are 24/7, just as IndyCar is. And so be the face of dairy for the Indy 500, and where two worlds collide, you know, I'm honored and excited to be able to do that.
Check out our video from this year's Fastest Rookie Luncheon, presented by American Dairy Association Indiana. It's at HoosierAgToday.com, also at Hoosier Ag Today's YouTube channel and Facebook page. I'm C.J. Miller.
After every herbicide pass, your crop stops growing and starts recovering. That's 7 to 14 lost growing days, and on 500 acres, up to $47,000 in lost yield. Relax RX compresses that recovery window so your crops get back to building yield. Every herbicide pass has a price. Relax RX lowers it. Visit bwfusion.com/stressless. Or call 515-554-3814.
More now from the track in the annual rookie celebration. Yes, it's only May, but I can tell you're already thinking about that delicious milkshake at the Indiana State Fair. Okay, maybe that's not exactly what was on your mind just this moment. But if you weren't thinking about it before, You are now.
It's always funny. At the rookie celebration, we always debut, and people go crazy for to learn about what the new milkshake is at the dairy bar.
American Dairy Association Indiana CEO Jenny Browning has the big reveal.
Blue raspberry will be the new milkshake at the dairy bar at the state fair.
This farm broadcaster tried the blue raspberry shake and can tell you it's absolutely delicious.
Kids love blue raspberry, right? That sour is very popular. So it has a little bit of sour, but it's also sweet. And it's a little bit of a vanilla, but a nice, what I would say, finish, because it doesn't have any aftertaste. So I really feel like it would be refreshing on some of those 80, 90 degree weather days at the state fair.
Joining the blue raspberry shake on the dairy bar menu will be this year's featured grilled cheese, the Big Dill.
It has a little bit of dill pickle, a little bit of dill seasoning on sourdough bread, and gouda and cheddar.
You'll also be able to check out the big cheese sculpture inside the Mercantile Building at the fairgrounds. This year's Indiana State Fair runs August 7th through the 23rd and will be closed Mondays. We can't wait to see you there. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
No two farms are the same, but something every farmer can agree on is that the land is so much more than just a farm. It's their livelihood, their lifestyle, and their legacy. That's something you don't have to explain to a farmer-owned lender. Learn how working with a farmer-owned lender can get you a farm real estate loan designed for your unique operations needs at fcma.com/real estate. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
To all Farm Credit customers, I'm Lance Victor. I'm a row crop farmer farming across four Indiana counties with experience in livestock and real estate. I believe in being a Christ-centered husband and a dad who values hard work with integrity and common sense leadership. I'd be honored to serve as your Indiana voice on the Farm Credit Mid-America Board of Directors. A voting packet will be mailed to you as customers, and there you can vote by mail or online. Vote Lance Victor, committed to our farms, our families, and our futures.
Farm Credit Mid-America neither opposes nor endorses any candidate for election for the Board of Directors.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Taking a look at the setup here, your Thursday beautiful with high pressure setting up over the UP of Michigan that should give us sunshine all the way through the eastern Corn Belt. But as this high breaks down tomorrow and starts to drift off to the northeast, we replace it with moisture coming up from the south, a big slug of rain coming together over Arkansas, Louisiana, the lower Mississippi Valley. And you know what? We've got some good thunderstorms coming out of the Missouri Valley as well. All of it trying to move into the Hoosier State on Friday afternoon. We'll see rains by early afternoon in south and southwestern parts of the state, moving through the rest of the state overnight, right on through Saturday morning and midday. I'm going to say right now, 1/4 to 1.5 inches of rain possible. The high end of the rain range comes with thunderstorms. Those will mostly be in northwestern parts of the state and up into Michigan. While we don't see a lot of moisture to finish out Saturday, I think clouds will try and linger. Sunday also, clouds and limited sunshine. Moisture on Sunday seems to be limited more to Michigan, but I won't rule out a few spits and sprinkles. Next week, Memorial Day forward, we're looking to try and put together some dry weather across a large part of the country, but pesky moisture bubbling up from the south. I think it's a north versus south story for a large part of the Hoosier State next week. Northern half of the state likely is dry, dealing with some clouds off and on, but no new precipitation for Memorial Day right on through Friday and into early Saturday. However, southern Indiana, I think we have to watch for incursions of moisture on a relatively regular basis, especially from Wednesday, well, even Tuesday evening forward. I think we can see a fairly soggy forecast for the middle part of next week. Once we get into the 31st and 1st, I do think there's some scattered showers trying to come together, not with a strong front, but just with this very moist, very loaded atmosphere. I don't think it takes much at all to wring out showers for the 31st and 1st. Wide-ranging coverage, not over the top in terms of heaviness, but it is definitely moist. It's going to be a challenge, but I think there's an opportunity for field work, at least in some parts of the state, in the northern part of the state, next week. I'm Ryan Martin.
I'm Andy Eubank on the Hat Podcast, and yesterday I spoke to my grandson Britt's kindergarten class at Bailey Elementary in Chesterton, Indiana, since they are hearing about careers this week. His teacher is Mrs. McWhorter, also assisted by Mrs. McGrogan. They are impressive and run a pretty tight ship in that class. But we did have a lot of fun, and it was a really good group who asked some good questions. We talked about farmers and food, and they do like the food our Indiana farmers produce. Here's the proof.
Okay, kids, do you like cornflakes and frosted flakes?
Yes!
Do you like wheat bread?
Yes!
Do you like ice cream?
Yes!
Do you like hamburgers?
Yes!
Do you like hamburgers with cheese from Indiana Farmers Milk?
Yes!
Do you like pork chops?
Yes!
Do you like watermelon?
Yes!
Do you like tomatoes and tomato soup?
Yes!
What about fried chicken and chicken nuggets?
Yes!
For Thanksgiving, is there turkey on your table? And who do we have to thank here in Indiana for all those great food products?
Mrs. McWhorter's Bailey Elementary Kindergarten class, thanks for letting me come to your classroom. And farmers, keep on producing that food because these kids like to eat.
The future. Future you want. It's out there in the field. The population, the yield, the profit. It's all there, waiting to be unlocked. To be achieved, to be realized. But it will take know-how, effort, and technology to unlock that potential. You'll have to look at the field inch by inch, adjust to every obstacle, and embrace every opportunity. You'll have to control the growing environment like never before, with perfect seed spacing, precise depth, and intelligent technology. And now, you have the partners to help you do it. The Fendt Momentum Planter senses conditions in real time, and responds with real answers. And at Plevna Implement, we're ready to give your farm that momentum needed for success. That yield, it's out there. It's waiting for you. And you'll achieve it with Fendt Momentum from Plevna Implement.
Planting season is here, and Beacon Credit Union is proud to stand beside the farmers who make it all happen. We're here to help with flexible lines of credit, equipment financing, and real estate loans built for your operation. At Beacon, it's ag people serving ag people, committed to your success in every season. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
A sell-off across the board for the grains and oil seeds. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Farm Market Review. It's brought to you by the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team. Stressful seasons are just that, seasons. If stress is taking over your life, let the Farm Stress Team help. We'll have settlements coming up. We'll begin, though, with market analysis. I grabbed that at the end of the session from Tom Fritz at EFG Group. It was a sell-off in corn, beans, and wheat. Just not able to get anything going on Wednesday, Tom. Although, when you look at money flow, it certainly favored the stock market. Very strong there, but corn, beans, and wheat and crude oil, very weak.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Well, number one, early this morning, markets were just a little bit easier. Crude oil was just a little bit easier. And, the easier price action is, we're still not getting any Chinese confirmation of the announcement that the White House made on Sunday. And so that tends to weigh on the market a little bit. But then the crude markets really started hitting the skids. And as one article said, they took the war premium out of the grain markets. And given all the rhetoric out there, but if you listen to our president, we are in the final stages of reaching a deal. So that's the story about the crude oil market, and that spills over into our markets. Corn, so much is tied into energy because of ethanol. Soybeans, they're tied into it from soybean oil. And, so that's the domino effect, if you will. But also, still no confirmation from the Chinese. You'll read a statement here and there from the Chinese ministry that, oh yeah, we're working on it. And I think the phrase today was, well, we're working on a truce extension of tariffs that's not scheduled to expire until November. I'm like, what? So my guess is the Chinese are trying to avoid coming out with some finality as to what the White House said on Sunday night. So bottom line is, you know, our grain markets take it on the chin. And the wheat market overall really put in a good performance. You know, I do a lot of technical work. Yesterday, the wheat market was higher in the night session. And the day session, it was lower, and we were never able to challenge those highs. Well, today, the wheat market was noticeably lower in the night session. And there was a time earlier today in the day session where the wheat market was actually higher. But I think it succumbed to the what I call the overflow selling coming out of the corn and soybean market. You know, corn, it's like we've got a lot of old crop corn out there. In fact, a couple of processor locations that bid for corn, their basis levels are actually a little bit lower. And I think that's in response to some of the producers that have finished their planting. They've got it in the ground. It looks good. And they're starting to move some of their old crop. I think that's why we're seeing some of these processor locations with a lower basis. Soybeans, it's, you know, you try to figure out what the cash market's telling us. Basically, cash markets ran fully steady today. Crush margins are so high, I don't trust them. But usually, if we're going to bring in lower crush margins, that usually means soybeans have to gain on the products. Well, I'm not sure that's going to happen anytime soon. Soybean meal. We have an excellent, excellent export program for soybean meal. If you recall, it was a couple of months ago that the European Union said, we're not going to take Argentine meal because it's showing up with non-approved GMO. Well, didn't make a lot of the headlines, but just recently, European Union says, no, we're standing firm on that. There is no tolerance allowed. We're not going to take that Argentine meal that shows non-approved GMO. So that's one reason why our soybean meal export program is so solid. So, you know, the meal market really caught some left-handed support from the liquidation in bean oil today. And bean oil was all about the diesel market. You know, as we speak, the diesel market's down 22 cents, 23 cents a gallon. So that weighs on soybean oil. So, and soybeans, yeah, we need some business. And, you know, I'm firmly with the idea that if the Chinese ever get around to, you know, signing off on what the White House told us, that it's going to be for new crop. It's not going to be for old crop. Not when you've got a crusher statement. This one crushing outfit down in Brazil has suggested that the end of 2026, which is the end of the Brazilian growing season, they go from January to December, and they're saying that the ending stocks on soybeans in Brazil are going to be at a 9-year high. Well, that's not going to help our old crop beans at all. Even though old crop beans did gain a little bit on the August, you know, July did gain on August a little bit. But I don't know. You know, we've seen a fair amount of spec buying after the big rally on Monday. And I have to think that whoever bought into that rally is pretty much gone by now. But we still have a healthy long, speculative long position in corn. Got a good one in beans, and the wheat, they're kind of flip-flopping back and forth between a small net short position and a net long position. So, but what do we look forward to? Okay, the White House says we're close to a deal with Iran, but they also say if we don't get that deal, we're going after them. So it's, you know, stay tuned. Every night, you know, the news could bring us absolutely something new.
Tom Fritz there. He is at EFG Group in Chicago. Wednesday settlements now on the Hat Market Review. July corn 465.75, down 9.5 cents. September down 9 at 472.5. Dease contract 489.25, down 8.5 cents. Almost a dime lower for July beans and just below the $12 mark, 0.25 cent. Low and $11.99 for August, down a dime and a half. November $11.93, 9.5 lower. July wheat $6.60, down 6.75. Also lower the livestock markets. June live cattle $2.53.27, losing $1.27. June lean hogs $97.27, 65 cents lower. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.